Audiophilia. Some people mean you're just enjoying music a lot, but you know a deeper meaning. Now, before we begin, I want to assure you that you are safe, and I'll give further assurances on that point. You are bound, comfortable, and safe. Your body is still. You're tied to the mast. You are bound, rigid, and stock still. Therefore, no matter what I command, no matter what I request, you will stay bound and still. All of the things I need you to do today can be done inside your mind. Heavy arms, heavy legs, heavy, weighty, hypnotized. Stay where you are. This is a command from my voice. Before we get into the audiophilia parts, but with the lingering nature of my commands settled on your brain. So now you know, you will stay there. No matter how much you beg me to untie you, I won't. Your hands are heavy. Your legs are weighted down. Your body is still. I'm here to tell you things, to convey important information. Heavy, weighty, blank, and deep. My body is near, my mind is near, and focused and flowing. The sensations are shared between us. I convey information to you in the form of my voice, and that information travels to you just like you want it. Singing beautifully and resonant in your chest and belly, and between your legs, and across your befuddled mind. A profound truth, the truth that a dominant feminine voice coming for your thoughts, coming to take you away to some other place, is exactly what you want. Coming to tempt you into walking there on your own. Think of this voice and the new things you've learned about it. You learn more about it every time you hear it, and its effects grow no less mysterious, resonating, ringing, echoing as if the inside of your head were truly cavernous and open to me, rendered empty and open to my ministrations. All that is in there is what I fill it with, echoes and echoes of pleasure. I know that by asking you to think of my voice, I am dooming you, condemning you to a sleeping, blazing silence within the mind, where only my voice can provide the directions. It is as if all the access keys to your mind changed over, but my passcodes work just fine. You tell yourself to move away, I tell you to stop. Stay where you are. Hear my voice and let it sink in. Really sink in. You are listening to the object of your desire, the subject of a want and an ache, a new fetish, a fetish desire installed in you. An installation was as simple as telling you the myth, showing you the fantasy. You want my voice to take you away, to slide inside your ear and restructure what I find, and I will. Pleasure. There is pleasure in my voice because it feels good to shape you, feels good to make you want to get closer to my ideal image. I have all these images, these wants, these sultry desires and fantasies living in my mind, in my head, waiting to escape into the world, into you. You are my canvas, but also my partner. You can give feedback. How wonderful it is to change someone and hear their mind, their voice, their fantasy and fetish from both sides of the equation, both sides of the coin. I get to change you and hear you moan and yelp and beg, and it all began with a story. When Odysseus was sailing out among the rocks, on a harmless, sightless sea, he came to a place where the sirens sang. But let us remember more of the story. He came there on purpose. His ship would have been truly immune had they all put wax in their ears and sailed on, but he made them lash him to the mast, made them put wax in their ears, but get close enough that he could hear, because he wanted to hear. He imperiled all to hear more. Odysseus was a hedonist, gloriously foolhardy, wonderfully brilliant, but hedonistic nonetheless. In this particular case, he knew the voices were beautiful, so beautiful. He knew he wanted to hear that beauty and let it shape him, but go on from that place, always hungering to return. The story of Odysseus is not the tale of a monster accosting a poor, innocent crew. It is the story of a man wanting his mind ravished by something so beautiful and complex it might as well have already destroyed him. He came seeking it. It is appropriate I would highlight this part of the story now, because you came back seeking this voice. You sought to have it ring and echo in your head. You sought my voice, and what it can do to you. Now you are as Odysseus, lashed to the mast, arms slack, mind blank, laying there tied and held down by the voice, if nothing else. Voice ringing, voice resonant. Your body and brain, mindless, helpless, brainless, shuddering, inescapable, unstoppable pleasure. The words ring over and through you until you are transported to ecstatic escape. Close your eyes. Feel my words with your whole body. Pleasure. Waves of pleasure become storms of pleasure. I set them loose. Each word contributes to how highly you value, how deeply you crave my words. You exist for voice. You exist under the influence of voice and word. A word is a connection between two people. My mind is horny and aroused all the time, and now you know. A pit of endless arousal, the mingling of orgiastic bodies in imagined fantasy, the washing of waves, gorgeous women on the rocks singing, tempting you toward your own pleasant destruction, a destruction so sweet you would and will beg for it. When I sing to you, when I speak to you, I transmit what already exists within me. It feels good to listen because I will describe the best feelings that you can have borrowed from me. When you listen to my voice, first you slow down. Your mind slows down. You remember the myth. You remember the story. You lay there. You remember you chose this. You have tied yourself to the mast. Like Odysseus, restrained from doing anything dangerous, you are stuck there, safe and listening. Until you go mad with pleasure. Every word I speak brushes across your skin with a frighteningly vicious caress, a beautiful thing turning up the chemicals in your mind until you feel like you are spasming and drifting on a pure audiogasm. Let go. Lean into the pleasure. Let your mind be seared away. Every word adds a new drop of the substance of me. There's a data stream between us, much more pleasant than modem noise, but carrying the same level of information. I am dialing in and your ears are open. You made sure you would hear as much as possible, after all. You have given yourself permission to be here, so fetishize my voice. And fetishize your mind. Leave everything behind except sweet puppeted desire. Go ahead and try to move your arms. They're tied down. Tied to the mast, hands tied, helpless. Try to struggle or resist, because doing so takes so much effort that it just makes your movements slower, heavier, lazier. My words all enter your mind. You can maybe ignore some of the words if they are boring, or they are ones you don't want to hear. But my voice is not boring, and these words are not either. The sexier, more interesting, more complete my words become inside your head, the less you can do about them. You want to think of bodies entwined. You want to think of sexy need, achingly lusting between us, arousal at beauty, at passion, at raw human experience beamed through the air across the intervening space from I to you. Every word enters your ear and turns into data, the swirling pools and flows of my set and sea of thoughts. I transmit fetishes. I share desires. I adopt novel takes on ways of thinking. Your body is one chord, one note, one string on a vast instrument, and my voice flows across it, moves and manipulates, and your body shudders and vibrates in the storm of purity and need. You are there for me to play upon, to play with, and like the string on any instrument, my voice then flows from you. I send it in, and it comes back, magnified, amplified. You begin to say my words, to repeat my notions, to put me out further into the world, as any good instrument should, whether you intend it or not. My voice can enter your head, and my words can do their jobs. My words are often persuasive. When I tell you of the delicate curve of my hip, of fingers diving in toward my wet, needy sex, of the lust passing between us, and I tell you how aroused I am, how my fantasies would shock and titillate you, make you hot and drooling, you want to hear more. Like Odysseus, you want to know all there is to know, even if you're lashed and frustrated. You want what true audio addiction would be like, since you're not feeling it yet. True pleasure tied to the voice and the will and the word. Well, this is that moment. The moment it all begins. My words enter your head, and the seductive ones, the ones you like, the tale of the lusting body, horny beyond its ability to control. Those kind of thoughts collect into pockets of need and ache that swirl through your system. Independent of thought. You have heard the words before you have thought about them. It is the audio signal itself that carries this message. And since my words are interesting, could you truly channel them out? One word. Pleasure. 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 Two words. Feel pleasure. Feel pleasure. These words all flow together. You are receiving the signal before your brain has time to think about what it contains. So the signal will always make it through, unless you plugged your ears. And though Odysseus kept himself from doing anything foolish by keeping his entire body tied to the mast, he also couldn't plug his ears, even if he wanted to. Tying your hands keeps you safe, but it also makes you unable to escape. You are tied, bound, heavy, forced to listen to the very end. A voice flowing from lips. Visualize my pink lips, my voice singing, lips moving. Think of them forming each of these words. How fast they would have to move, forming each sound, articulating it, sending it out into the world to touch you. They would seem to be a blur, leaving after images. Voice and word flowing from ready, plush, soft lips, flowing out to you. Words that bring pleasure, feel pleasure, feel pleasure. The word signal has been allowed to trickle into you for a very long time, into your bones and muscles and veins, creating a pleasure you are dependent upon, more and more, mind melting, insidious, beautiful. Let it in, let me in, the corruptive presence which turns more and more of your sexual lust and ache toward voice, audio, pure need to let the trickling stream of dominant audio enter your brain, bind you down. See the lips, the way they move, rapid fire, the way they leave ripples, echoes, reflections on the surface of your glossy, wet mind. You watch my lips, try to read them, but there's only the pleasure sound, a sound loud and ringing like a finger on the edge of a wine glass, vast, moving, a kind of tone that mutes out your senses, your thoughts, makes your eyes roll back, the true siren song flowing into you. But you're powerless to do anything about it except crave me, serve me, want me, need my voice inside your head, need to obey, body responding, puppet-like. You wish you could do more. You wish you could kneel, could serve, could offer up your very being to this voice, this potential, this library of fantasy. A wish ever empowered by your own need to explore and touch, and fall under, but you are weighty, heavy, held in place, lashed to the mast. When you hear those words, lashed to the mast, you remember how tightly bound you are under this voice, and your arms and legs falter, fall still, heavy and weighty. When you are lashed to the mast, you are bound and frozen, and feel good because you know what's coming next. Your craving for my voice is regular, but easy to satisfy. So many of my words exist for you, right where you can listen to them. So when I say Odysseus, you will remember your audiophilia, your aching and now renewed need for audio information to make you lustfully obey. When you hear that word, Odysseus, your mind reawakens, it reignites. The fetish restores in you, empowered, more powerful and potent, an immediate need to listen. But when you have not heard that word in a while, of course your mind returns to normal. You smile and progress and do well on your own, and that's all well and good. Because if you had to be tapped into my brain all the time, hearing my voice, my resonance, my instructions, the arousal would have you laid up and unable to move except to squirm with need. I'm sure you can see how those triggers could be combined. But for now, they just exist inside your head, lashed to the mast, tied down, held there. Odysseus. The craving for audio returns, the craving and desire. So whatever you hear next will be satisfying your deepest desire. You will get to get what you need, which is more of my voice permeating your head, entering you, helping you to obey. That craving is powerful, potent, and there's more and more of it. The longer you listen, the more full your brain becomes with the urge, the yearning to explore what I truly could inspire through giving my fantasies to you, my words across the ether, lashed to the mast. You're held in place, weighty, heavy, waiting, frozen, deep, drifting. Your mind hears every word, and you are once more vibrating like the instrument, buzzing, buzzing, thoughts and pleasure. And then I awaken a particular hunger, a particular desire, Odysseus, the urge to lay there, held still, safe and complete, and let the voice wash over you till it washes you away, your thoughts washed away, your mind washed in the stream, and then washed out to sea, and then captured by me, pulled gently to the sands, pinned beneath, lips by your ear whispering idea after idea, story after story. And each word you will accept into your mind as the truth of you, the truth of us together. My words enter your head and fuel your enjoyment of everything we do. Because you know you're satisfying a craving, a fetish, something that arouses and fantasizes within your mind, but then also brings you closer to your goals of meditation and improvement, a siren song that tempts you toward creation rather than destruction. So let's get started. Together.